might know that Steinway not only is it a piano company, about 5 years ago it started a recording company as well. It's a label, and there are hundreds of titles already. And one of the first albums I recorded for Steinway is called Get Happy. And I wanted to do something a little different, as my colleague said that I have sort of abandoned the classical world for 6 months while I was researching for this project. I always loved Broadway shows ever since a child. My father was, you know, doing his karaoke of Broadway songs. So I thought, you know, I'm going to do a Broadway album, but with something that I can relate to, and which was classical piano. So I decided to search for arrangements and transcriptions of some of these really popular tunes that were made by pianists, and very specifically classical pianists or very famous touring pianists. Because I wanted really to see how they make these arrangements of these great songs, and not just, you know, the simple arrangements that you find in libraries, which is not the most satisfying sometimes. So I managed to find quite a selection, and that also some of my colleagues were really generous with their time and wrote arrangements specifically for this project. And one of these superhumans who play and compose. And one of them is Marc-André Hamelin, you know, one of the most famous pianists of our time. And I asked him, when do you have time to compose? He said, on the plane. And I thought, I sleep on the plane. So there he is, writing music. And so he wrote the first piece for my project, and I'm very honored to have him do that. And the second one, I just want to tell you a little bit about each of these arrangements. The second one, Eliza and Aspen. The arranger, Stefan, he is a pianist, a multi-instrumentalist, as well as an arranger for the singer Ute Lemper. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar, but she's actually very famous in sort of the jazz, pop world, with a touch of classical. Okay. Andre Previn, you know. David Saperton was actually a very well-known jazz classical pianist. One of those superhumans, again, who can play classical Chopin one night and then do a jazz improv the next night. And he wrote plenty, tons of transcriptions of popular songs. And then Stephen Huff, of course, another one of our very well-known pianists of our time. He wrote 4 songs based on Rodgers and Hammerstein. And the last piece, Get Happy, which is also the name of the album, and the song that was made famous by Judy Garland, Stephen Pressman is also a very well-known pianist based in San Jose, I want to know, San Francisco, who is another one of those superhumans who travels as a professional pianist and composes, and who knows, he arranges for the Kronos Quartet, you know, one of these people that just never sleep, I guess.
So before I start the second half, I wanted to read you what Marc-André Hamelin wrote on the sheet music, because this is an unpublished piece, in case you're looking for the music, just email me, I'll send you one. He wrote, to be played so slowly that meter almost disappears. Oh. You're alone in the bar, no one left, you're picking at the song, and phrases at random with the colors of your own emotions. In performance, do not be afraid to hesitate frequently. This is an improvisation, a meditation. It's merely a succession of moments, some true to the song, some half or ill-remembered. This is an interior monologue, and you're playing for an audience of none except for you.
Thank you.
I've been doing very often these last few years. I don't know if you're familiar with the music of Philip Glass. I'm a big fan, and you know, he's probably most famous for his film music, I think. The Hours, Fantastic Four, there's a long list. He recently did the music for Jane Goodall's documentary. But my part has been really special these last few years. Mr. Glass is 81 years old, and he just finished 20 piano etudes. And these are some of the most virtuosic things I've ever heard, and musically also beautiful. And I've been so fortunate to be touring with him all over the world of these etudes. So what happens, he takes me along, plus one or two other pianists, and we find some local pianists. So five pianists will play all 20 etudes in one evening. And it's been really such an experience touring with this man who is 81, who actually travels three times more than I do. He's always running to the next flight, you know. But I wanted to share with you his music because this is someone who I think represents the modern times. This is somebody who can fit in the jazz world, in the commercial world, in the film world, and also in the classical world. And that's one reason that me as a classical pianist have been traveling with him. So I would like to share with you his etude number 6, which I think has all the classical elements. And so I hope you enjoy it, and thank you again, Mike, and then the series, and also Dunkley Music. And this is etude number 6, Philip Glass.